Joining us is State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Dr. Tony Evers, in Wausau today for campaign function. How's it going so far?
Very good evening, and it was great meeting with supporters in the Wausau area, and just a visit with them about, you know, what their concerns are about public education going forward. So it was a great evening.
One of the things we all know about campaigning is you can't do it for free. You've got to have fundraisers like this to go out and take care of business.
Indeed. Even in a race for state superintendent, you need several hundred thousand dollars in order to get the message out in a good way. And so I've been very blessed. We've had great support across the state, and we'll continue to run and engage the public on this election.
Looks like, based on last report I saw, fundraising is going much better for you than your opponents, so that's got to be good in your camp.
Well, certainly we believe we can do better, and we will be doing better going forward. I really, how much my opponent raises is his problem, but my issue is making sure that we engage the public in this election. It's always a low turnout election, and so we have to make sure that we get people to the polls, get people engaged in the issues, and also raise funds so we can get our message out.
A couple of ways to engage that public. You've got a couple of initiatives in the works. One of them has to do with school funding. Tell us a little bit about that and where it's at right now.
Yeah, we've had our Fair Funding for our Future plan in place for several years now, and we're really hoping to get some traction in this next budget. Basically, what it does is it guarantees funding for every kid in the state, and it also really makes the system more transparent, and it shifts funding to districts that have higher poverty because they have greater needs, and frankly, the people in districts that have high poverty have a more difficult time paying their taxes.
Does that plan also include shifting those dollars to charter schools if necessary, or just the public schools?
This is an issue around the public schools. Certainly our charter schools, most of our charter schools in our state are public schools that are connected with public school boards. The other charter schools that are independent really kind of get the same type of increases that our public schools do.
I would imagine you're keeping a close eye on the governor's budget next week to see if any of these issues come into his numbers.
Oh, absolutely. The governor's budget will drive the discussion going forward. I'm hopeful to be supportive of areas where he's agreed with me, but if we have some differences, I'll be working with the legislature to make sure that they understand the needs of our public schools.
Dr. Evers, career technical education, something you brought up, and I believe you also visited Wausau not too long ago to talk about that.
Well, I think career and technical education is extremely important for our state. People talk about, our business folks and our industry folks talk about the need for more skilled workers. They have positions open, but they really need kids that are skilled in welding and skilled in all the skilled trades in our state. And February is Career and Technical Education Month. And so I'm spending my time this month, frankly, visiting lots of schools that have great programs. We need to understand that, yes, a four-year degree is really important for our kids, but there are kids that really want to become a skilled tradesperson, and there's great family-supporting jobs there. So we need to encourage that, too. And I'm really pleased Wausau has a great program. I visited several programs in northwest Wisconsin yesterday, and I was just so pleased with the efforts. And what it does is it brings the community and brings the business people into the schools, working side by side with the teachers and the kids, and it's really rewarding.
I believe in many of the cases, the high schools are working with the area technical schools to make these work.
I'm sure glad you asked that question. Our technical colleges are standing real high on this issue, working with us to make sure that they have what they call transcripted credit, where students will get technical college credit and high school credit at the same time in high schools. So not only is it efficient, but it gives kids a head up when they go to the technical college.
Something that's been a hotbed for a political issue lately has been the student information software situation. Just recently, the announcement that it would go to Infinite Campus of Minnesota. You have a Wisconsin provider that has issued a challenge to that. Why is there one provider instead of multiple providers?
Well, that's a state statute. That was enacted 2 years ago. The governor supported it. Frankly, I supported it, as did the majority of the legislature. And basically, there's a couple reasons. One is to make sure that we have the most efficient system possible. And second of all, if you have one vendor, you're likely to have a lower cost than two. So from a taxpayer's point of view, I think it's critical. But I think the system itself is absolutely critical. For parents, they need to know that when they move from district to district, they're not waiting for those transcripts and those cumulative folders to through snail mail get there, so instruction is halted. So one system will allow that to happen. One system will allow the state to gather data that they've never gathered before, so that politicians and legislators and others can make wise decisions. I think it's the right thing. I get it. The issue of the people in the Stevens Point area around this particular issue. If I had my magic wand, it would be great if every Wisconsin company would win these bids. But the fact of the matter is, state law is very specific on this issue. There's very, very solid and good reasons to have these very solid criteria that people evaluate, and where they have their business and what state they're from cannot be part of that. Skyward has indicated they're going to appeal and gave us notice on that. I assume they will by the end of the week. And once that happens, what my goal is to ensure that we have a process that's fair to them, that they're adequately heard about their grievances around this process, and we'll make a decision going forward from there.
Let's say things go as they are right now. Infinite Campus takes the contract. A lot of districts in the state don't have them right now. Cost of conversion is going to be very high at the local level. Anything that you might see in the budget that would help that?
Well, certainly the budget that they have provided for us for this purpose of $15 million, when the state looked at this as being the amount of money needed, that includes money for conversion. That includes money for training of staff. So we believe there's likely adequate resources to make that happen. If it doesn't, we'll certainly make every effort to get resources. But we believe the $15 million not only will provide the state system, but will provide the transition for our public schools.
Anything you plan to introduce in the campaign as far as new initiatives in education?
Well, our goal is to continue the good work our teachers and administrators and parents have done across the state on changing our standards to a much higher level and having Common Core state standards so teachers can be more creative in their work, new assessment systems, new accountability systems. And frankly, we have to have adequate funding for our schools. I know it's maybe conventional wisdom that all schools have adequate funding, but that's just not an accurate perception. We have schools that are struggling. We have to make sure that we work for that.
One thing that somebody asked me well over a decade ago, I'll ask you now. School districts often have to put their budgets together by early summer, but they often don't know what their state aids are going to be until late in the fall. Do you see anything in the future that may change the timing of state aid so that local districts can make a real budget the first time?
Well, absolutely. And actually, part of my budget request would get us to a point where in another biennium, we would get back to that magic level of two-thirds funding. And once we reach that level and there's that kind of guaranteed commitment statewide that the state would look at two-thirds funding as a benchmark, then it would be much, much, much more easy for our school districts to plan ahead.
Anyone had today?
That's been a great day in Wausau. I've had a wonderful time with supporters, and I'm just so proud of our public schools. Even in difficult times, we're still achieving well, and we will continue to do so. We just need to make sure that we have the resources and the backing of our parents and our taxpayers to make that happen.
Dr. Tony Evers joining us today. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.